You start dating somebody new, everything seems to be going fine, and then all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, is this guy an adult or is he a child? How can you spot an immature man and stay far away from them? Dr. Patrick Juanes, he's a relationship expert. You can visit him online at patrickjuanes.com. I'm looking at this article you wrote, 14 traits of immature men who run from responsibility and accountability. And I feel like this should be like reading for anybody that's starting to date again.
Assigned reading,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Wow, Doc. All right, 14 of them. Call on the shots. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I actually create an assessment on that so that you can ask those questions and then be able to assess whether your partner is a mature or immature man. I say quite simply that maturity is determined or defined by responsibility and accountability. So responsibility is the role that you have or someone's given you, you've accepted, and accountability is the results you produce. So you can delegate responsibility, but you can't delegate accountability. The immature man runs from responsibility and accountability because he remains stuck in the mindset of a child. He believes that others are supposed to take care of him. He believes that he's helpless, dependent, and powerless over his life. So therefore, he says, it's your fault. In my 14 traits responsibility and accountability assessment, I'll just sort of list three or four. The first one is, does he act like he knows everything? When you're with someone who never can say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I don't know, you're with someone that acts like they know everything and they will never grow, they'll never evolve, they'll never learn. How often does he blame others and how often does he own his own actions? The next one that I think is really important is, when faced with feedback or criticism, does he welcome it or does he make excuses, become defensive, offensive, or belligerent? If I can just add one more, does he have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Now, fixed mindset means I'm not going to take on any challenges. I react harshly to making mistakes because I believe if you point out to me that I've made a mistake, I am the mistake.
Doctor, I think I'm hearing you right. So we're going through this list. And I, again, these are just some of the highlights of your 14 traits of the immature man. But I mean, on my best days, I'm none of those things. And on my worst days, well, I might be a little of those things, a few of those things here and there. And I think plenty of us have been, man or woman. Is it enough to just say for us to be accepting and aware of the fact that we have been those things and that we're going to try and do better? Is it enough to do that to say that we're better than this list?
Well, what you've told me is two key points. One is you've said, listen, I recognize that sometimes I'm this, sometimes I'm not. I'm willing to do better. Number two, to take this assessment properly, you have to think of a scale. When I ask the question, does he act like he knows everything? Is that never? Is that rarely? Is that neutral? Or is it usually? Or is it always? Does he often or usually act like he knows everything? Does he always act like he knows everything?
Always acts like he knows everything. Oh, no? Oh, you weren't asking me directly?
Who are you talking about?
Okay. All right.
Are you talking about your husband? You're talking about me.
I'm talking about you. Raven's got an answer to everything, even if he has no idea. He's got an answer.
Well, it doesn't mean that in my mind I'm convinced that I know it all. It just means that I'm going to tell them that.
Raven and Anna, here's one more for you. Since we defined the immature man, well, let's define the mature man. The mature man is open to ideas. He's open to suggestion. He's open to feedback. He admits and corrects any deficiencies. And unlike the immature man, the mature man is no longer a slave to praise or to fragile confidence because he finds strength in his vulnerability. It's okay to say, you know what? I screwed up. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to correct the mistake.
Dr. Patrick Juanes, if you want to visit his website, patrickjuanes.com. And I'm going to take this article and put it up on our Facebook page, too, at Anna and Raven.